This is Robert Margolacci, publisher of the MyChair Learning Report, Canada's learning and technology e-magazine. I'm honored to have joined me for a MyChair Learning Moment, Dr. Gina Czerkowski, co-founder and director of Learning STEM Learning Labs. Dr. Czerkowski has a master's in teaching at-risk youth with a double cognate PhD in mathematics, education, and cultural studies. Dr. Czerkowski is a sessional instructor at the University of Calgary in STEM education for pre-service secondary teachers, equipping them with the skills, tools, and mindsets they need to inspire and educate the problem solvers, creative thinkers, and innovators of tomorrow. Gina's specialty is teaching future teachers how to use robotics and technology in the classroom to create rich, meaningful learning experiences across the STEM disciplines. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Dr. Czerkowski.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm very excited to be speaking with you.
STEM has gained a lot of attention in the U.S. in recent years and now seems to be gaining momentum in Canada, thanks in part to your leadership and that of others. Why is that?
Well, I think that the integrated way that we can teach what was typically a siloed subject like math and science, we've learned so much about how people need to learn, and that if we are, instead of teaching in a traditional way, but using more innovative strategies, which we get through the integration of these kinds of siloed subjects into a more rich and dynamic way of teaching, I think we know from the research that this helps get a lot more kids into the equation. So it did start in the United States, and now Canada seems to be jumping on board very rapidly and talking about all of the integration that comes with STEM, but I think it also leads to the 21st century skills, so that's the second part of it. Not only are we developing people who can do math better because we're reducing barriers of entry and we're creating richer, more meaningful experiences for students, but we're also developing a creative mindset. We're developing innovative thinkers and critical thinkers. And as we know in Canada, that's very important. So I think there's sort of two sides to that.
Very cool. Now, I know the U.S. government appears to be investing quite heavily in STEM. President Obama talks a lot about it, and I think they're starting to walk the talk. What about Canada?
So we're starting to see this happening up in Canada. We've had a couple of large donations to get STEM implemented across the country. One would be through Actua, and they are developing STEM curriculum and helping spread the word across Canada, which is exciting. And that, I believe, was a Google-sponsored program. And we also do have the government who recently gave some money to an organization called Let's Talk Science to help promote STEM in Canada. We're also starting to hear different provinces talk a little bit more about shifting towards a STEM-based integrated learning system. So I think you might even hear more money coming along the lines of that to really give weight to the initiative.
Excellent news. Congratulations on your recent appointment to the C21 Canada board. It's very fitting that you bring the STEM focus to the equation. Perhaps you can share a little bit more about how STEM fosters 21st century skills, because I don't know that all teachers or educators really appreciate and understand that notion.
Sure, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much. I'm very excited. I certainly believe in the mission of the need to transform public education so that our young Canadians will thrive in the ever-complicated, ever-changing world. And I think that STEM provides us with not only the tools of science, technology, engineering, and math, but it provides us with this mindset, this ability to develop resilience in our students, the ability to create problem solvers, the ability to develop critical thinking. And I also see a lot of connections to creativity, innovation, and entrepreneurship. Because when kids are working in an integrated way and they have a project that they have to work through or a challenge that they're trying to learn about, then we see that they sort of come alive. Their resilience and their ability to persist through failure just changes. They become ignited. And a failure doesn't mean, okay, I'm going to shut down, which I've seen in the math classroom. I've seen, you know, when
right.
Something wrong time and time again, they sort of just you physically see them shut down and you need to get in there. But with this, there's this natural curiosity and this desire to continue to persist. So I think that's really critical.
Fantastic. Why is STEM so important to our country?
Well, there was a new report that came out in 2015, and it talked a little bit about how Canada's lagging in innovation. And it talked about one of the key things that we can do is that we can ensure our kids are more equipped with STEM skills, not only, again, because of the actual knowledge base they're going to have in science and technology and in engineering, but also because of what we just talked about, which is the 21st century skills that it also helps promote. I believe that was called Some Assembly Required, and that was just recently released in 2015. There's a lot of good research in there to talk about that.
Fantastic. We'll have to get that in our report in October for sure. I'm intrigued by the STEM course you're teaching at U of C, Creativity Across the STEM Disciplines. Sounds very cool. You're just getting going with that, I understand, as school only began a couple weeks ago. How are the students responding, and how are you encouraging young women to get involved in STEM? As I see that as being a challenge. You know, my daughter's passionate about it, but it's not an easy process.
Yeah, lots of questions in there. I'm really excited about this initiative at University of Calgary where we have the Creativity Across STEM Disciplines. This is a brand new course at the master's level in education, and we're having educators and leaders in education and teachers look at themselves as innovators and as entrepreneurs, and again, we're kind of taking that entrepreneurial mindset into the classroom. So it's
fantastic.
It's a blended learning, part face-to-face, part online.
That's very cool. I think in some respects I see trends, maybe it's a West Coast thing, I don't know, but a lot of trends that I see evolve in education emerge from the West. So little credit for you guys out there. Perhaps you can, and congratulations on hosting STEM Fest. It's upcoming. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit about your involvement and how education leaders can get engaged. And this is a global effort that you secured with other colleagues. And perhaps you could share the dates of that. And it's coming up really fast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming up very quickly, actually. It's going to be the first 2 days for education are September 28th and 29th, and that is in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And on the third day, so those are two STEMcon events. Those are for teachers, for leaders, for parents, for administrators, and even government is involved, as well as people from higher education coming in to talk
Fantastic.
About all the things that are with STEM.
Now, is Chris Hadfield going to be around? I mean, whenever there's anything science-related, he's keynoting, it seems, these days.
Yeah, actually, he's not specifically at this event, which is unfortunate.
But NASA and the astronaut program in Canada has really gone to the grassroots in terms of the space agency, I should say, in Canada is really engaged in STEM.
Absolutely. And it was really exciting. We just had David Saint-Jacques from the Canadian Space Station out here for a speakerhead, and we hosted a little event at the Technology Showcase here in Calgary that we supported with STEM Alberta. And not only did we have innovative events and activities for kids, but we got to have an astronaut that they could meet in real life, and they made wishes upon a star, and then they got to have pictures taken and autographs signed. It was exciting.
How inspirational is that?
Well, we know that mentorship is key to getting kids engaged in STEM, but also in keeping them in STEM, and that's one of the big things we're looking at for women in particular, because we know that women often switch out of STEM majors. I think it's in North America, on average, 32% of women will switch out of a STEM major. That's from
Wow, that's huge.
Skills. Yeah, it is. It's really disappointing. So we want to make sure that we do have these kind of mentors, that we have real life experts in the field that are interacting with kids, so that it's the community that's building our future. It's the teachers and it's our leaders and our mentors.
Well, it sounds like you're yourself a great mentor for women in science, and your passion is infectious, and I really commend you for that, Gina.
Thank you so much. I'm really honored to be hosting the International Girls in STEM Forum at the STEM Fest on October 30th. And I think we have a bunch of very inspirational women that I'm looking forward to meeting, and I know they're going to inspire me and inspire the youth that are coming, as well as all of the educators that are coming. So, you know, the circle just keeps going.
Very cool. Now, is there a website that folks can go to check this event out?
Yes, it's www.stemstate.org. And so there's a two-day STEM Con, which is the education conference, and then a one-day Girls in STEM Forum. And there's all kinds of other things going on that are super cool. There's going to be robots and a flying car and Tony Wagner from Harvard. So lots of exciting.
Oh, excellent. I wish I could be there. Unfortunately, I have a conflict in my schedule. Now, I understand you were recently part of a Maker Faire this past weekend, perhaps, and the Maker movement is seeming to gain a lot of traction these days.
Yeah, we have a group here who is part of the Maker movement in Canada. So they have the ability to host Maker Faire. They did it at Telespark Science Center. So that's our big activity-based science center. It's very hands-on, engaging experiences for kids. And it was a fabulous display of creativity and innovation and ideas. And people were just there for 2 days, jam-packed. It was wonderful to be a part of that event, for sure.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon, Gina.
You're very, very welcome. I'm honored that you had me. I'm excited to continue to talk to you and to work on this initiative together.
Well, I look forward to our continued collaboration. And I'm thinking there's a webinar in this in the not-too-distant future, perhaps in November, focused on STEM. That is a follow-up to your conference. I think that'd be very worthwhile for Canadians to tune into.
That would be excellent. I look forward to that very much.
Thanks again. That was Dr. Gina Cherkowski, co-founder and director of Learning STEM Learning Labs. Be sure to check out www.mindsharelearning.com to get your latest issue of the Mindshare Learning Report. My name is Robert Merlanchi, and until next time, keep the digital learning curve steep.